again, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And during our time away this summer, one of the things that we had the opportunity to do was visit some of the amazing national parks in our country. We went on a 5-week whirlwind tour of many of the parks. And one of those parks that we spent a lot of time at was Yellowstone National Park. Has anyone ever been to Yellowstone? Oh, all right. Great. Well, then you know that Yellowstone is a very large national park. It has a wide variety of geological features and natural wonders within it. Some of these features include waterfalls, canyons, mud pots, which smell, right, Megan? Geysers, hot springs, fumaroles, grizzly bears, and herds of buffalo. No matter where we went in the park, the park rangers and signs were always telling us to watch where we were walking. As we were walking through a series of hot springs and mud pots in the West Thumb area of the park, there was a sign warning us to please stay on the boardwalk. Would you want to venture off of it? While driving through the Hayden Valley to look at the herds of buffalo, there were signs every so often warning people not to get out of their cars and to approach the wild animals. People heeded that warning in various degrees. While visiting and learning about this mud volcano that was roiling out of the ground, I mean, you stand there and this thing is just erupting. It's just, bubbling and gurgling. Our ranger, who was leading our talk and our walk, cautioned us to pay attention where we walked. While hiking through a series of hot springs on our way to the Riverside Geyser, which is just beyond Old Faithful, I invite you to make sure you stop at Old Faithful, but then keep walking another mile and a half to see the Riverside Geyser. Again and again, there were signs telling us, please stay here, walk here, but don't walk or stand over there. While we were hiking along the Yellowstone River in the Canyon Village area, our ranger warned us that because of constant erosion, we should stay behind the railing and not get too close to the edge. Again and again, the rangers and sign warned us to stand here, but not over there. And why? Because with the most diverse and intact collection of more than 300 geysers and more than 10,000 thermal features, comprised of brilliantly colored hot springs, bubbling mud pots, steaming fumaroles, and with thousands of wild animals just roaming wherever they want, they can go wherever and whenever, where you are standing in Yellowstone is often a matter of life and death. If you don't watch where you are standing, you could easily slip down a cliff. You could fall into a roiling mud pot. You could get burned by a hot spring. Or you could get headbutted or gored by a bison. We saw a video of that, and that was very interesting. We didn't get gored ourselves, but we saw one woman go about 20 feet, and that was enough to keep us in the car. Where you and I are standing makes all the difference in the world. While hiking and visiting all these unique geological features, I was reminded of Paul's words to us in our text for today. The Apostle Paul, like the rangers at Yellowstone, is also concerned with where you and I are standing. In chapter 15, verse 58, Paul commands the church to stand firm. He says, stand firm and let nothing move you. But stand firm on what? Look again with me at verse 57. Paul says, stand firm on the victory that is ours on account of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead. Paul says, stand firm. Let nothing move you from the gospel of Jesus Christ. let nothing move you from the forgiveness of sin and the eternal life that only He can offer you. Let nothing move you from the victory of Jesus over sin and death. Paul is commanding the church in Corinth to stand firm in Jesus Christ because some folks within the church are moving away. Some were moving by denying the resurrection. They just couldn't believe it to be true, so they moved away from it. Others were moving away because they didn't think that believing in the resurrection mattered that much. Oh, it's not that big a deal. To which, if you read earlier in the chapter, Paul says, if it's not a big deal and if it didn't happen, our faith is futile. We're hopeless. We are still stuck in our sins. Still others moved away by looking to other things. Things of this world that looked or seemed better. And they were building their lives on them instead. No matter what the reason behind their moving, the danger, Paul says, is the same. As soon as we move away from standing firm on Jesus Christ and the victory He has won for us over sin, we are moving from something imperishable to perishable. We're moving from something immortal to mortal. While we were on a ranger-led hike along the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone River, our ranger told us about a story about the dangers of moving away from firm footing. Once while he was giving a talk at this very spot, he said he noticed some men who he described as non-lightweights who were standing off the trail a little ways along the canyon edge to get a better view of the canyon. And if you've ever seen that canyon, you want to get the best possible view because it is breathtaking. Well, they had gone beyond the fence, beyond the sign, beyond the railing, and were standing out along the edge. And upon seeing them out there, he immediately called them. He said, come over here a minute. And when they arrived where he was, he told them to turn around and to take a look where it was they were standing. And when they did, they noticed where it is that they were standing. They were standing on a ledge. And what they thought was a firm mountain, a firm rock beneath him, was a ledge about, yay thick. If you know how erosion works, it kind of cuts out and stuff, and then you have these kind of little lips that come out. Well, there are these 300-plus-pound men standing on this thing over the edge looking at the canyon. And when they saw that, they about wet their pants. I mean, they were like, whoa, right? Because this canyon is constantly eroding and things are constantly falling in. What they thought was imperishable was actually perishable and could have fallen in at any moment. And how often don't we make the same mistake? We replace the imperishable gift of God, the victory that He has won for us, with something perishable. We build our lives around our health, our job, our income, our house, our clothing, our education, our... you fill in the blank. But the problem with building our lives on these things is that they are perish. They're perishable. They can all be taken away or lost. And if we build our lives on them and we lose them, then we feel lost. And the truth of the matter is, none of these things can save us. None of these can overcome the power of sin in our lives. None of these things can overcome death. Only the power of Jesus' resurrection can do that. Only His gift to us can do that. Therefore, Paul says, brothers and sisters, he says, stand firm. Stand firm in the victory that is yours. You are not lost, he says. You are victorious. Let nothing move you from the victory that has been won for you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor for the Lord is not in vain. He says, give yourselves to something that is going to last, something that's imperishable, something that's immortal. Don't give your life to something that's going to pass away. that could be lost. Don't labor in vain for perishable things, he says. Instead, give yourselves fully to the Lord. So as I'm walking through Yellowstone, in all these precarious places, and there's quite a few, I'm glad our kids were the age that they were. Right? I'm walking through these precarious places, and as I'm walking, right, there's mud pots here, there's hot springs there, and I'm on this boardwalk, and I'm like hoping and trusting that the ranger knew what they were doing when they built the boardwalk right there, because right there it's like there's nothing, no ground there, and right here there's a pot of 600 degree water, and you're like on this boardwalk, and like, what's the difference? I mean, like, what? Right? You're walking on these things, and you start to think, is this firm? Right? Is this, where's this going to go? And we're by that roiling mud pod, and further down the boardwalk, the ranger says, oh, yeah. And then a couple winters ago, a new one just emerged. It wasn't there, and the ranger came out after the spring thaw, and the 20 feet of snow melted away. And we were wondering, this one got so weak, right? It wasn't doing it. I mean, he said this one was way more intense. And it, you can't really tell. We have a video I can show you sometime. But it was pretty intense. But he said, oh, it's way less than it was. Because down the way, all of a sudden, about the size of a football field just kind of blew up. And now it's a big roiling mud pot. And there's just stuff steaming out of there. So then you're standing on this boardwalk right next to it, and you're thinking, oh, right? Is this firm? Can I trust this? Can I trust that bison is not going to plow my car? Can I trust that this trail that's along the canyon, right, doesn't have the cutout underneath it? God used these experiences to begin to speak to my heart. During these hikes, God allowed me to examine and to see two things. First, how fragile, how perishable, and how mortal so many things in this world are. And the second thing He showed me is the need that we all have for a firm foundation on which to build our hearts and in our lives. The Spirit of God asked me, Henry, where are you standing? And on what are you standing? Is it as fragile as the ground that you're walking on right now? Is it secure? Or will it burn or abandon or fall out from under you down the road? In what are you putting your trust? To what are you looking for victory? So then this morning, I invite you to reflect on what it is that you are standing. Where or on what are we standing this morning? Are we standing in Christ? Are we standing on the victory that He has won for us? Or are we standing on things of this world? Things that are perishable or mortal? Have we moved away from our only source of victory? Have we replaced the imperishable with the perishable? To what is it that we are giving our lives to? To what is it that we are laboring for? Paul says, brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Would you pray with me this morning?